Elise Galvin, Christopher Cummings, and Dimitri Shane each hopes to challenge Representative Don Young for U.S. House this November. First, though, they need to convince Democratic primary voters that they're the best choice to defeat Young, a Republican who's held his seat since 1973. Moderator Tom Schultz and other local Democrats came up with the questions for the Friday evening debate, which touched on topics important to Alaska in general and specifically to Southeast. But first, they introduced themselves. Galvin is from Anchorage and is unaffiliated with any party. She says she's a lifelong advocate for education. She helped found a group called Great Alaska Schools, which lobbied state lawmakers to maintain funding for public education.
I fought every day for kids, and I will bring the same energy to the campaign, the same things that led to a success at Great Alaska Schools. Strong organization of people, clear messaging on issues critical to them, and that's how we're going to win in November.
Also unaffiliated, Cummings lives in Ketchikan. Like Galvin and Shane, Cummings is new to campaigning. A big part of his campaign is raising awareness of addiction and mental illness. Cummings is a recovering addict and says his family is relying on the government's safety net to make it through a difficult time.
You know, but I'm also someone who's fallen hard and picked myself back up. So I guess you could say I'm a little bit resilient. I'm someone with the courage to stand up for what I believe in, even though I face really long odds. I'm self-aware enough to know that I don't have all the answers. I need help sometimes. And most importantly, occasionally I'm even wrong.
Shane is an Anchorage resident and is running as a Democrat. He immigrated to the United States from Russia when he was 12 years old. Shane says his family fell on hard times and had to rely on social assistance for a time until his mother was able to find stable employment. He's a former CPA who worked with tribal governments and later founded his own company.
I cherish American values. The values of free press, free speech, our independent judiciary, the notion that all of us and none of us are above the law. And I feel that these American values and principles and pillars are under attack right now.
Healthcare was the first question. Schultz asked how the candidates plan to address concerns with the Affordable Care Act, also called Obamacare. Cummings and Shane both advocate single-payer health care for all. Cummings says the current private insurance system is failing people.
You know, I don't feel that price should be an issue when you go to the doctor. I don't feel that anybody should be making a profit off somebody else's misery.
Shane says the government needs to reaffirm that health care is a human right.
Even the Koch brothers now agree that it is more cost-effective for us to implement single-payer Medicare for All. So it is the right thing to do financially. It's an accountant that will tell you it's the right thing to do financially. It is the right thing to do morally. It is the right thing to do to win elections.
Galvin agrees that something needs to be done. She advocated a variety of solutions, including opening exchanges across state lines to increase competition and lower costs in Alaska.
Let's fight big pharma right now and support legislation and policies to lower the cost of prescription drugs right now. Let's increase Medicare and reimbursement rates so that they cover the cost of care right now. And let's make it easier for Alaskans to find doctors who accept Medicare.
Schultz also asked about economic development and resource extraction. Cummings says he supports an Alaska exemption from the National Roadless Rule to provide access, although he supports a transition to young growth harvest. Galvin says she supports maintaining the Roadless Rule for Alaska and encouraging renewable energy projects while still allowing a multi-use forest. Shane says a challenger to Young needs to provide an alternative economic message, and his is healthcare for all. Shane says that will bring significant revenue into the state and free up money to pay for other projects. The candidates also talked about securing the nation's voting system, internet safety, tariffs, the Alaska Marine Highway System, bypass mail subsidies, the U.S. Coast Guard, Arctic development, climate change science, education costs, and mining. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.